1 John chapter 2. My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. And in this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in this one. But whoever keeps his word, truly in this one the love of God has been perfected. In this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard. Yet again a new commandment I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light, and yet hates his brother, is in the darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause of stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you because of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, young children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Young children, it is the last hour. And even as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, whereby we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out that they may be manifested that they all are not of us. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar if not he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, that which you heard from the beginning, let it abide in you. If that which you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he himself promised us, the eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you. But as his anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that if he is manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness also has been begotten of him.